This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. There's more on power987.co.za.
I'm Ayabong Atawe. Thank you for downloading this Power Business podcast.
We now shift our attention to the municipal space and some of the revenue challenges faced by many municipalities here in South Africa. And indeed, ESO Consulting has launched the 2018 Municipal Revenue Maturity Benchmark Report on the sidelines, the SALGA National Members Assembly last week. Now, this is the second in an annual series of municipal reports that they put together with the purpose of assisting local government players to resolve revenue challenges faced by the majority of South African municipalities at every level, be it some of the metros right through to the district municipalities and even at a local municipal level. And the 2018 report is being launched at a crucial time for South Africa. On the one hand, municipalities across the country are operating under challenging economic conditions and declining revenue bases on the back of all manner of issues, be it retrenchments and the widespread underemployment that we see in our country and varying other social pressures. And on the other, governance of some of the municipalities has steadily declined, with less than 20% of them receiving clean audits in the 2017 financial year. I'm joined now in our studio by Mialani Ole to talk to us about this particular report. Hoze Minjani.
Ipfukile Minjani, and good evening to all the listeners out there.
Ikona Kensile Shinene, thank you so much for joining us. Mialani, let's start off here. When you put a report together of this kind, in essence, what is it? Is it a coming together of all of the work that you've done at a municipal level and some of the trends and the insights that you've seen, and you aggregating these? Or is it a report that, you know, after you've published the previous one, that you start putting together every single year?
Well, this report is a direct result of the work that we do and the interventions that we do on a monthly basis or daily basis. Mm. And these are some of the observations that we are making of the things that are going right and the things that are not going the way that they should. And some of them are going wrong. So these are things that we're highlighting, and we're putting it together so that we can use it as a way of saying, we can reach all the municipalities out there, but if we're able to do proper research, use the data that's there within the municipalities that's collected by various institutions, put it out there and package it into a point where someone can read it and say, yeah, I think that is the problem that I think I have. Can we talk more about it? Yeah. Can we see how to resolve it? So it's a combination of the work that we do and combination of the data that is already out there, of which there's tons and tons of data.
Yeah. You know, when I see the word maturity in the title of your report, the first thing that comes to me, to my mind, certainly in the municipal space, is that there's a financial management maturity, FMMCM, that the National Treasury put out a few years ago. Mm. And I recall it was a checklist of about just under 100 questions that municipal managers, CFOs, and people who are working in the administration of municipalities would have to ask themselves about internal controls. Absolutely. Within the municipality, the ability to collect revenue, are your tariffs cost reflective, all manner of other issues that would then give you a sense at the tail end of the level of maturity in that municipality. Mm. Is this trying to strike at a similar thing here?
So what we have here is the financial maturity modeling that you are talking about. It encompasses all the aspects within a municipality, from finance to HR to service delivery, and all the aspects that would require a municipality to function properly. What we've done here is to take a slice of that financial maturity model and look specifically on the revenue, because revenue is the, if you want, the fuel that drives the municipality. If there's no revenue, if there's no cash coming in, it means that you won't be able to deliver the services. You won't be able to pay for the employees. You won't be able to pay for provision of various services within the municipality. So what we're saying here is that if municipalities can emphasize and look at ways of growing their maturity or improving their maturity on revenue matters, it means all other things that they require to do will become slightly easier. Because if you need to go and buy a truck, yes, you have funding and a provision to go and buy a truck. Therefore, you can then pick up the waste or go and dig up, you know, whatever trenches and so on and so forth. So we're saying revenue is that much more important within a municipality, because municipalities have been designed to operate as commercial entities.
Sure,
so in as much as, you know, there's an overlay of policy, and most of us, you know, think of municipalities as another government office, actually it's not, because there's a strong commercial entity. We can only see from what the AG publishes on an annual basis of the performance of municipalities, especially around financial matters.
We seldom forget, right, that municipalities are businesses in and of themselves, and that you need the right capability, one, to be able to not only deliver the service, because there's that, right, the bulk services that you need to deliver, be it electricity or water, depending on what tier of government that you're dealing with. But then on the other side, there's then the collection capacity. So once you've delivered the service, the ability to know who to collect from and to timelessly collect some of that money, I guess, is some of the other challenges. I was saying to you off air now that it often doesn't make sense to me why cash offices in many of the local municipalities and some of the rural areas don't open on Saturdays. And yet people are working throughout the course of the week. When do you expect these people to pay you?
Absolutely. And in this report, Abonga, we're talking about the innovations that we must start thinking about.
Mm.
We're talking about the new ways of doing things, because what we've seen, and we'll go into the results, you know, there's no use us doing all the things that repeating the things the way that we've been doing them 20 years, 30 years ago, and hoping that we'll have a better outcome in 2018 and 2019. So in this publication, or in this maturity report, we're looking at unearthing some of those issues that are more forward-looking, more innovative, and really should not cost a lot of money, but allow municipalities to be able to take advantage of extended hours of operation, even though it may not be physical people, but looking at various channels that can be used within there. So I think in 2018 and beyond, we're saying municipalities have come a long way.
Sure.
From the time that they were established. There were mistakes in the beginning. There was a steep learning curve. But we are at a point where we are able to and should be able to take advantage of the new things that are coming up. I mean, these days we talk about the fourth industrial revolution.
Sure.
How does it impact a municipality?
Mm.
How does big data help a municipality to be able to know who to collect from, who not to collect from, where they stay, and where perhaps, you know, someone has vacated and has moved on? So in this report, this is a melting pot of such ideas that we're putting forward.
Sure.
And these are tried and tested. It's not something that is still pie in the sky, but we're saying municipalities can and should take advantage of the developments around technology, should take advantage of the developments around automation of processes. These days, we're talking about robots and all of these various things, which are here with us and will be with us for some time to come, but better to take advantage of them now and get into the process of delivering better services and be more efficient.
You know, if I'm sitting or sitting at home or driving in the car, and I'm an accounting official within a municipality, and I want three key takeaways from this particular benchmark report, what would those be, Mialan?
Look, I think let me just explain how we've also put together the report.
Sure.
We've polled about 50 municipalities. We have 35 municipalities which have responded. And this range, as you introduced, from the metros, the locals, and the districts. And essentially what we've come up with is that we know broadly that there is the story of thirds, if I may put it like that. The high third, the one third of the municipalities are doing very well.
Yeah.
Middle third, kind of getting by. Bottom third, absolutely in disarray and with problems and challenges and all these things and so on. So we then went into that sort of analysis and said, but really we're seeing five different types of municipalities. We're seeing ones which are lagging in terms of their performance.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that are still, you know, trying to grapple with the bigger issues around, you know, revenue. So excuse the nomenclature or the language that we've used, but we're saying if you're lagging, it means you're still grant dependent.
Yeah.
You're still begging essentially from national government and provincial government for assistance or for funding and so on. The second one is that there are emerging municipalities which are starting to at least lift themselves up by their bootstraps.
Sure.
And those we are calling snoozers, because there are still opportunities that they should be taking care of. The third category is they are hustlers. These are municipalities are getting out there, going to make partnerships, twinning agreements with various, you know, cities around the world, asking for assistance, you know, and going for grants, you know, that will help them to move forward. And those are developing municipalities, which we would like to see. And the fourth one is those that, you know, are optimizing. These are now saying, we are mature, we know how to take care of our revenue, we have processes that are automated, we know how to convert revenue, we know how to take advantage of the revenue line items, and those we call darlings. And the final one, which is where we want to see each and every municipality being at, is what we've loosely called the superheroes. These are the municipalities that are innovating, taking advantage of the developments in technology, and basically charting the way forward, and we're not waiting for things to happen, but making things happen. So the key takeaways is that we're seeing five archetypes of municipalities, of which the majority fall within the hustler category, which is municipalities which are developing and have decent revenue line items, but the conversion rate of revenue around collections, around chasing the right person, around applying credit control, around applying policies, those are the things that we believe they can benefit a lot more if they improved in those aspects.
Yeah, Milan, we'll have to leave it there. And actually, before I let you go, last question on my end, and I guess when you look at these different sort of categorizations or even nomenclature, as you were saying, I'm interested in how much intergovernmental relations would influence moving from hustler to superhero, right? Or to I'm not sure what is the classification used, super performers or
so the superheroes.
Yes, the superheroes. So
yes.
Transitioning from being a hustler municipality or even a municipality on the rise to being a superhero, how much of that is influenced by intergovernmental relations? And the reason why I ask that is because, yes, you might be a local municipality, but there might be things within your purview or within your area that are not necessarily your competence, that are national competence. And yet, in some instances, there's an expectation from the people that you serve that you must deliver on those issues. And that then influences how they interact with you, how they engage you, and by extension, whether or not they pay you.
I think for it's important that municipalities cooperate amongst themselves, because the boundaries for municipalities, you know, when one municipality ends, another boundary starts. There's also the provincial government. You know, if you look at the provincial COGSTA, if you look at the provincial treasury, there's national treasury, there's national COGSTA. So there's a number of areas where municipalities can take advantage and seek help from, especially around the innovative stuff, because customer centricity is one that we've also found, you know, to be lacking. Analytics, you know, using the Section 71 reports that the National Treasury collects out, on a monthly basis. So there are ample opportunities around helping or getting help from the national government. And where, for instance, you're saying this is not our sphere, but there are people that are charged with that responsibility. Get them involved, cooperate, make it a forum where monthly or quarterly you can give opportunities for residents to be able to get feedback from the various quarters or the people that are responsible for delivering such services.
Awesome stuff. We'll have to leave it there. I really appreciate that you could take time out to speak to us, and certainly one that I really want to read myself. So Milani, please, my brother, if you can drop it off before Sichaise Apa for the year, just to drop off that report. Love to see it. Thank you so much, Kensile Ngofu, and well done, and kudos for you putting together this particular report.
Thank you so much.
That's Milani Oleni. He's the Chief Revenue Officer at Ntiyiso Consulting. And is the report online?
Yes, the report is online, www.ntiyisoconsulting.co.za. We'll be uploading it before the end of the week, but the report will be available online.
Awesome stuff, Nizveleke. You'll be able to find the report online.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.